All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Dinosaur Facts with Julian and Daddy, the broadcast. We're going to be talking about a few things today.
I'm so excited.
Oh, Julian is pretty fired up. He's pretty excited. He's also rocked out on lots of ice cream. What ice cream were you just having?
Cotton candy.
Oh, man, sounds good. Totally natural. 100% natural. Yeah, completely vegan, organic, cotton candy, neon pink ice cream.
It was neon blue.
Neon blue. Even more natural. So today we're going to talk about a bunch of facts about specific dinosaurs, and we have a special guest, our neighbor Evan.
And our mom.
And mom might come in as a special guest. Evan, he works for an oil company in southern Louisiana, down here where we live in New Orleans. And he's going to talk to us about
fossils and how and what they're made of.
And also oil, like where does oil come from?
Let's wait until he comes over because we might spoil it.
Oh yeah, don't spoil it. We want Evan to give us all the science.
We already know.
We know, but we're not going to give it to you.
We don't want to spoil it.
Don't want to spoil it.
So we already have our facts.
Okay, well, do you want to start with a few facts on some dinosaurs?
Yeah. Do you know Spinosaurus? It does not hunt on land. It only eats animals in water, so it doesn't eat any animals on land. So no Spinosaurus or anything.
That sounds like a crocodile or an alligator.
So it would eat fish for all its life until it would die.
Yeah, Evan's going to tell us a little more about that down the line, what happens after they die. What's another fact?
Stegosaurus. Do you know that Stegosaurus's plates, when it's a hot day, the plates on its backs, it would cool it down. So,
oh, cool.
So it would make it feel in a nice way, like a nice breeze.
Oh, cool. So they're like big lizards. So it's like a cold-blooded animal. And those big plates are releasing, all this heat to kind of, cool it out. So it's almost like it's carrying around its own air conditioner on its back.
And do you know the first Tyrannosaurus Rex? Its name was Sue after the person who discovered it.
Really? The first T-Rex is named Sue.
S-U-E.
Yeah, if it was a boy T-Rex, it'd be a boy named Sue. You'll get that later. What else you got?
Do you know the Velociraptor? Sometimes it can have fur and feathers.
What? So it's not just like we see in the books? It's not just like a lizard with all the skin and stuff? It could actually look like a hairy bird?
So it wouldn't look like blue. So some might not look like blue.
Who's blue?
Remember from Jurassic World?
Oh, right. Blue is the Velociraptor.
Yeah, with the one Owen has. Remember the blue.
And Owen was played by the actor Chris Pratt?
Yeah, who is the person in Guardians in the Galaxy.
Oh, right. That's a good movie, too. There's no dinosaurs in Guardians of the Galaxy, are there?
No.
There should have been.
Yeah.
What an opportunity they had right there.
And they would attack like the aliens. That would be so good.
Yeah, that'd been great. Or what's another fact?
Okay, we're running out of facts here. Okay, so I'm gonna have to look in my book soon.
All right, let's take a pause. We're gonna give you a quick ad from one of our sponsors, and Julian's gonna look up some more facts for us. We'll be right back.
Make your presence known before even breaking the underbrush of the forest. Before your prey even hears your footsteps, they'll know their time has come. That's Cold-Blooded, a new fragrance from Dynomite.
Do you know that the Tyrannosaurus Rex, when it can swallow 500 pounds of meat in one bite?
What? One bite? That's like eating... That's like eating three Great Danes all at once.
What is a Great Dane again?
A Great Dane's like a really big dog. Like really, really tall, big dog. And if you want, you can pull the microphone closer to your face. Pull it closer. That's it.
This is awesome.
I know.
Okay, I got one.
All right, go.
Do scientists think that T-Rex could run as fast as an Olympic runner?
Whoa. Like Usain Bolt, like the one of the fastest guys on Earth? So you're telling me a T-Rex that big could be chasing you that fast? I don't know about you, but I might pee my pants a little bit.
Oh, better. It should have not been number two, because that would feel bad and embarrassing.
That would be so embarrassing.
And it would feel weird since you're sitting on the chair and it would spread all over your butt.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Well, but then again, the T-Rex would probably be like, ugh, I'm not going to eat this one.
Oh, remember from Jurassic Park where he's on the toilet and the Tyrannosaurus?
Oh, yeah, it's true. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe they don't care.
They're just like...
Dinosaurs have zero...
Interruptions.
Zero interruptions to what they want to do when they're eating. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Pause for a second. We have an intro. We have a...
We have our mom coming in. Our special guest for now. Hi, Mommy. Drag the mic closer to you. Do you know that Stegosaurus, its plates on its back, and it can cool it down on a hot day?
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And do you know that a Spinosaurus, it doesn't eat animals on land, so it would eat fish animals, so like fish for its whole entire life.
Was it always in the water?
It would mostly just hang out on land, but not eat those dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
And do you know that the first Tyrannosaurus Rex was named Sue?
After? Yes.
Yeah, I know you know that.
I do know that.
Do you know any extinction theories about dinosaurs, how they died?
Yes, I do.
Tell me some.
I have read before that an asteroid hit the Earth.
Yeah, and the volcano.
The asteroid hit the Earth, and it caused an ash cloud or something like that.
Yeah.
And so it blocked out the sun, and that's what killed the dinosaurs.
And there's some other ways that they died.
Okay, tell me.
So here's two more other ones. The world's climate became too cold and dinosaurs froze or starved to death.
Okay.
And the world's climate became too hot for dinosaurs to survive.
Okay. What do you think happened?
I just think that first it went the asteroids and then the volcano and then probably it got too hot. So, you're thinking of being a paleontologist?
I wish that I could have gone to college and taken paleontology classes. I think that would have been really, really interesting.
And great?
Yeah, I think it would have been an amazing thing to learn about.
Do you know what a paleontologist does?
A paleontologist studies dinosaurs.
And discovers new ones.
Sure, yeah.
And puts them and names them.
Yes.
And that was Mommy. We want to appreciate her coming down and being one of our guests for today. We're going to go to a sponsor real quick, and then we're going to bring in our special guest, our neighbor, Evan, talk to us about oil. What exactly happens to dinosaurs after they die? We'll be right back.
Honey, have you seen Barney?
He's in the backyard.
I don't see him. He might have escaped again.
Does this sound like your house? Why let the Neanderthal you worked so hard to catch get away so easily? With rubble cages, you can sleep at night knowing your Fred or Barney are safe and sound and will be there for breakfast. Order your rubble cage today.
Welcome to the Dinosaur Fact Broadcast with Daddy and Julian. And today we have a special guest named Evan. Probably special guest. Okay, Evan. Do you know where oil comes from? And what does it, like, make?
Well, I do know a little bit about where oil comes from. I'm kind of curious about something, though. How do you think, Julian, dinosaurs turn into oil?
Because when they die, they get, like, in mud, I think. And then it gets all hardened, and then it turns liquidy or something, and it turns, like, to all melty.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. That's not far off. So dinosaurs and plants and us nowadays are all made out of little bitty bits of things called carbon. And when dinosaurs and plants die and turn into mud and, you know, like sort of what happens to your mom's plants, maybe. what happens to a plant when it dies? It turns back into dirt, right? So when you have dirt that with lots of time and heat and pressure, can all those little carbon bits get together and turn into there's a lot of energy with these building blocks that make us, that make dinosaurs and make plants. And when those break down and get together under heat and pressure inside the earth, it turns into oil.
This is awkward. Do you know that an ankylosaurus club on its tail?
Okay.
It's strong enough to break a T-Rex's leg. Okay, let me find.
So who do you think would win out in that battle of ankylosaurus versus T-Rex?
Definitely, it might be a tie because it could probably whack its tail and then Tyrannosaurus can headbutt it and then it couldn't probably get up and then he could probably get some meat out of the where the stomach is.
I bet. I think the Ankylosaurus would probably be the underdog in that battle.
How does the pressure in the ground create the oil?
So it's not just pressure, it's also heat and a lot of time. Because how long ago did dinosaurs live, Julian?
Like 165 million years ago, or that was the day they died.
It was a pretty long time. So what happens is that over time, the things that are on the layer of the earth start to work their way down to the center of the earth because they get things piled on top of them. Sort of like, say if you were really dirty and you took a bath and your mom never, ever cleaned the bathtub. So the bathtub would have these layers of Julian dirt on it. So think about that. You have this, and you end up with these layers on top of each other. And if you think of the layer of the earth with having these layers of dirt and layers of decayed matter from living things that work their way towards the center of the earth. So as they get closer to the center of the earth, it gets more and more pressure on top of it. And also, Julian, when things decompose, when the dinosaurs and plants, when they die and they turn down into the mud, that process of the little bits breaking apart, these carbon bits, creates heat. So it's heat and pressure and a lot of time that condenses the old living matter down into oil.
Okay. I have a fact. Diplodocus's tail contained 80 bones, far more than any other dinosaur.
So how big was Diplodocus?
Well, it was found in North America. The meaning of name was double beam. The length was 110 feet long.
Oh my goodness.
And it weighed 33,000 pounds. And it lived 145 million years ago.
Check it out.
It's huge.
Huge.
Thank you, Evan, for telling us where oil comes from.
Oh, well, thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it. Happy to be a guest.
And now comes the part of the show where you can ask your own question that Julian can answer on a future episode. If you have a question, just call 504-356-2161. That's 504-356-2161. Just leave your name, tell us where you're from, and ask your question, and hopefully you'll get answered in one of our future episodes. We actually have a few folks who've called in from last week, and we're going to play two of them right now and see what Julian's reaction is to their questions.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I was just wondering, your average dinosaur, like a brontosaurus or a stegosaurus, how many pounds of food do they need to eat each day to stay alive? Thanks a lot, and I look forward to hearing your answer.
The answer to your question is brontosaurus weighs 30 tons, and it can eat 1,200 pounds of vegetables in one day when it eats.
Wow. What's 30 that? Tons is
that
really big.
That is a lot of food.
Yeah, that's like 1,000.
If you ate too much of that, I think you would barf all over the planet and the world will become barf. So the world will,
that's like
will
a,
become barf.
That's like 100 turkeys every day. That's crazy. 30 tons, that's like 60,000 pounds.
I know.
That's insane. Well, thanks, Mark, for your call in. We appreciate it. And if you'd like to call in, ask a question in a future episode of Dinosaur Facts with Julian, call 504-356-2161.
Yeah, Julian boy, this is Zachysaurus. Here's my question. Yo, I know we still got dinosaur remains, and I think that fossils are straight off the chain. Cool rocks of all sorts have been found, but now dinosaurs are no longer around. They went extinct about 65 million years ago, but that's so long in the past. Hey, how do they know?
Well, Julian, actually, I have an answer for this one. Geologists, they use these things. It's called radiometric dating methods. It's where they're able to track the natural radioactive decay of certain elements that they might find in the fossils, like potassium or carbon. And that lets them, looking at the decay of those elements, they're able to look back and realize just how many millions of years old a particular fossil might be. Thanks once again for tuning in to Dinosaur Facts with Julian. If you're not already a subscriber, please be a subscriber on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify and leave us a review. Tell the world how much you learned and how much more you want to learn about dinosaurs. If you have a question, once again, that number is 504-356-2161. We'll see you on the next episode.